all your favorite hits on your favorite network. This is Holy Culture Radio.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We sorry in advance, yo. Letting y'all know. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
This is what I want to say to them. Yeah. They gave me a new era type fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huck a buck. But it looked more like a pole and lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
We praying for you, B.
We praying for you,
man. But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, yeah.
It's the kid Sean Slaughter. It's what's good?
It's your boy Saint Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy. You heard me?
And I'm True Asia.
And welcome. We are back. It's the What in the Ham Sandwich Show. This is Ustream. And this is also on podcast. You can check us out.
Yes, sir.
Right now. Now, shut it off.
Yeah.
They don't be listening.
Let
them
go.
Yo. I'ma set it off now, thinking that you all that, yo, watch me proud. Let me tell you something right now that's so funny. Let me tell you something, see, I need a little money. I went to the store to get me something to eat. I told them I ain't have nothing but some little treats. I ordered a Big Mac, a fries, and some shake. She gave me the food, I gave her two shaking bakes. She said, I can't use this, I need money. I said, little girl, why you acting like it's funny? I told you I ain't having even a dime to my name. And if the ask me again, then I'ma tell you the same. She called the cops on me, and the cops started wrestling, started tassling. Yo, I ran like Hasselhoff out of the store. I went to Food Lion. I said, can he get two chickens? I wanna fry them, and then let me get some soda too. He said, that's gonna be $10.22. I pulled out my pocket, buttons, and lint. I'm sorry, a dog, I ain't got a red cent. He said, you better get out my store right now. I took the chickens quick, and I dashed out. Plow, pew, cop was chasing me. Now I got chickens. I went in the Blockbuster to get a DVD. I got the Tom Cruise flick. Said I need it. She said, that's gonna be $9.20 seated. I said, what? Excuse me, $9.21. I ain't got it. Grab the DVD and run. So now I got McDonald's. Now I got chicken. Now I got soda. Now I got Tom Cruise on a DVD move. I'm going to the crib. I got cop, FBIs, and even kids chasing me down the street. They saying, little boy, you better give us back our stuff because I stole their toy. And then I stole their bike because I ain't got no money. Ain't nothing really funny. Dummy.
Why are you walking around stealing like that?
Hey, that's just what I felt like.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Let him go.
Let him go.
Let me go, boy. Boy, slap it in your head, boy. Everybody need to go to the church, boy.
Boy.
Guess what? I woke up this morning feeling great. Shorty, boy. I got up last night trying to use the bathroom all night.
All night.
My stomach was hurting. I had the BGs, FGG, CBGs.
Bubble guts.
Hey, the bubble guts, y'all. Bubble guts bad. Bubble guts gotta go. But don't you know, all the tissue was gone. I gotta go downstairs to the other bathroom. I went in there. The tissue was gone. So I went to the kitchen to get the paper towel. But guess what? When I wiped it, I got cut up so bad. I had to get in the tub. Get that Vaseline, boy. I had sores. Everybody say, what's wrong? You gotta go, boy.
It's a
hey, world. Hey, I woke up. I was hurting so bad, so I got back in the tub. I said, go give me that Crisco oil. The Vaseline not working. So, hey, what that Neosporin? Yes, sir. Everything's gonna work. So guess what? I went to work. Then it's time to go to church. Holla at your boy.
Detroit.
You put Neosporin on butt sauce? No. It's the What in the Ham Sandwich Show. You know what I'm saying? What was that? Coughed up a lung. The Ham Sandwich Show, man. It's good to be back. And Ustream Podcast. So good to be back. You know what I'm saying? We took a week off. And the reason that we had the week off is because I was actually traveling. I was in Denmark and I was in Sweden. Yes, Sweden. You know what I'm saying? And so me and my pops are ministering out there. And they want us to come back August 8th. You know what I'm saying? They want me to come back with the full set. You know what I mean?
Holla.
To get your passports ready. Get your popcorn ready. You know what I'm saying? And so it was good, man. The one crazy thing about Sweden, about Denmark, right? Check this out. First of all, you know Denmark and Sweden. Everybody there is blonde. You know what I'm saying? Generally speaking. A lot of blondes. A lot of tall people. You know what I mean? But they got a thing they're called the Gospel Choir. That's what it's called. The Gospel Choir.
Okay.
Now, because there ain't a lot of black people out there, the gospel culture is so interesting,
right,
that they got a gospel choir and half the choir ain't saved.
Wow.
They just, and it's not a church choir. It's just like a recreational choir, and people join the church to sing gospel music.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, three of the top singers, who are all females, I think only one of them is saved.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Actually, a pastor's daughter. The other two, as far as I know, are not born again Christians, but they just sing the gospel music. They can sing
their face off.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Choir's pretty much all white, band pretty much all white. And I mean, got the gospel licks. And it's so funny how the stuff that we grew up in.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Corner store church, storefront church, stuff that was just so regular to us. You know what I'm saying? Organ, B3.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Drums mad loud in the church.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just stuff that we grew up in has now become a desirable culture in another country.
Right.
That's just crazy to me. You know what I'm saying?
Real crazy.
It's real crazy.
You know, ain't huckabucking going on.
Nah. Right. But because what happened was, again, they're not saved. And so, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say the Spirit of God ain't with them, but they don't necessarily, you know, it's not a spiritual, quote unquote, thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a gospel music thing. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, that was pretty interesting. Let's go ahead and jump into some
ham news.
Go ahead and jump into some ham news. The first ham news I want to talk about is pretty ridiculous. Airlines called Spirit Airlines. If you ever hear of Spirit Airlines, they ain't got no Holy Spirit with them. They are the first airlines to charge passengers to carry luggage on the plane. So if you want to put a bag in the overhead bin, it's going to charge you
$45. $45!
It must be stupid.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, did you hear what I said? If you want to put a bag in the... I'm not talking about checking your bag in. They already charge you for that.
Right.
You want to put a bag in the overhead bin, they charge you $45. But if you're like in a club, and there's a club that you pay like $30 a month or something, then they only charge you $30. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Spirit Airlines. You know what I'm saying? The Spirit of God is not with them. You know what I'm saying? Not the Spirit of God, but the Spirit of not.
Shoot, you might want to put your bag under your shirt.
You know what I'm saying?
That's part of your body.
Nine months.
This is what they do. First, the people that pay, they let on first, right? They let them put their bags in the overhead bin. Then they shut the bins.
Oh, my.
And so the rest of the losers could get on who ain't pay. You know what I'm saying? And you better not have a bag on you. You know what I'm saying? But if I got my bag on me, I don't know what you're going to do.
I'm going to ask you to step off the plane.
Well, that is one thing, is that, you know, flight attendants, they have... they're protected by like federal. Like, their word is federal.
Okay.
So you attack a flight attendant, you commit a federal law. Broke a federal law. You know what I mean? So, moving on.
Da-da-da-da. Ham news.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know what I'm saying?
This is the spirit of not.
Kentucky Fried Chicken is coming out with a bunless sandwich, right?
What?
A sandwich with no bun.
Right.
All right? Bunless. All right? But, so it sounds healthy, right?
Yeah, it does.
They're replacing the buns with two white meat chicken breasts. In between the chicken breasts is bacon, Monterey Jack, and pepper jack cheese with Colonel sauce. So basically, when you hold it, you're holding two fried or grilled chicken breasts. You know what I'm saying?
Fingers really looking good.
You know what I'm saying? And basically, you know what I mean? I just put it this way. You know what I'm saying? If you're ready to go, if you're ready to leave this earth right now, go ahead and buy a couple of those. You know what I'm saying?
You ready to go to the upper room?
Yeah, you ready to go to the upper room? Go ahead and buy a couple of those. You know what I'm saying? And
that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I'll see you in heaven when I get there. You know what I mean?
You might be in the bathroom in heaven when I get up there, though.
You know what I mean?
Okay, grease.
The fried and grilled chicken sandwiches contain 1,380 and 1,430 milligrams of sodium.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? 2,000. They say you shouldn't consume more than 600 per meal. They do double. All right. Moving on.
Dun, da, da, da. Ham news.
Last story.
Uh-huh.
A 16-year-old Arkansas boy is suing his mother for hacking in his Facebook account.
What?
Yeah.
He needed to get beat down for that.
I can guarantee you one thing that's happened in this family.
Does he live at home?
Yeah.
Is this his mama's computer?
She probably bought him one.
Well, he ain't got no rights. You ain't got no rights.
If you ain't putting nothing on that computer, if you ain't put half on that baby.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no right. I'm sorry.
For sure.
And all y'all 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds, funky 40-year-olds, if y'all living in y'all mother's house.
In the basement is a part of your mother's house.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't care if you got your own entrance.
I don't care if you got your own entrance or not.
Right.
You got his own steps.
You got your own room and TV and mini fridge.
Right.
With posters on the wall.
You know what I'm saying? If you living with your mama, that's their house.
That's right. And you deserve a beating, too.
You know what? Well, my thing was, I can guarantee ain't no whoopings happening in this house.
No.
Can't be.
Oh, you want to sue me?
Sue.
Don't sue me. Get out.
Yeah. Get exactly. out. Bye-bye.
Get out. Bye-bye.
Go live with your lawyer.
Take care of yourself. Go live with your lawyer.
I'm going to let you go.
And the only thing you take is the clothes on your back, because I paid for the clothes in that closet.
Exactly. Matter of fact, the only thing you take is the thing that you paid for.
That's right.
Nathaniel.
Everything you pay for will go with you. You leave That's it with right. air in your hand.
That's right.
Exactly. Get
a hand
out.
Full of air. Get out.
You know what I'm saying?
And I might let you go with your coat.
Look, they'll take a comforter.
You know what I'm saying?
Give me my coat.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo.
What up?
Is this a darkie?
Nah. This is a golf ball. This is the What the Ham Sandwich Show. Hey, yo, we're going to be right back.
Holla.
We got a great show.
What? Oh, boy.
I refuse to be on E. I refuse to be on E. I'll be running out soon. I'm running on fumes. I refuse to be on E. Homeboy, I'm stuck. The paper ain't moving. I'm watching your ball. I choose to move and the Almighty's calling. Streets so mean, so I reach for the phone. Lord, how I'm supposed to stop on 21 anger. 20 just to put off in a tank. I
refuse to be on E. I'll be running out soon, I'm running on fumes. I refuse to be on E. Church boy, I'ma come up. I pray for us so some else will make a stunner. I will never be a fronter. I'm not satisfied, so I'll strive till I come up. See my tanks on me, hot breeze through my window, can't use AC.
Vision. Only a couple of things I depend on as a Christian. That's faith in his spirit so I can rise cause he's risen. Now they say I'm rather unusual, but not as much as Christ. Getting nails without the cuticles. One thing I know is I'm rare cause the gospel I share. Cause what y'all talking about just don't compare. Fly!
I'm so high and when I blow by you can check out my style and you'll say I'm so
with my flow, inconsistent with my delivery. I switch up and mix up these haters who set out to injure me. Apparently, I got on repellent, keep them from wearing me down. Born with a sound mind, no scaring me. I'm thankful that I'm able to travel through life with freedom. Christ, I need him, and I never please him if I don't believe him to do everything that he said he would do. So I won't leave him, just receive him. And the plans he got for your life, you'll achieve him. That's why I love him. Never put no other God above him, cause all they do is lie, just to hang you out to dry. So as I run this race, I spread my wings about to fly, terminate my flesh and press to get my whole house to die. Yeah, now we forever loving Yahweh. We live up to what we write. Why y'all just stop that blase, blase? I'm a stranger, so unlike you, I take over what you fear. So don't hate when you see us elevate out this atmosphere. Fly!
I'm so high, and when I blow by, you can check out my style, and you'll say I'm so high. So high. So high. I'm so fly, always my topic, and I'm so high, I need a cockpit. He cleaned up my life, but my life was so messy. Can never repay, forever owing like Jesse. And if your way ain't your way, then ooh wee, gotta fight back, get your arms strong like Louie. Turn and go the right way, forget what them other haters and doubters might say. Be a butterfly, sometimes gotta leave that cocoon. Gotta shut an eye, pay no attention to them buffoons and baboons. Cause soon, you float high like a balloon. Plus, half of them
love my cartoon characters like Looney Tunes. Flow high, hey, now let's go to the upper room, 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 room. Sweep issues away with the broom, room, room, room. I got God, so Satan meet your doom, 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 doom. Drop top on a villain, it go vroom, 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 fly.
I'm so high, and when I flow by, you can check out my style, and you'll say I'm so high, so high, so high.
The Ham Sandwich Show, yep. Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog, True Asia.
Yeah, yeah.
We back in the building. You know what I'm saying? And today's show is a good show.
It's a good show.
Good show. Like every show.
It's a good show.
Every show is wonderful.
You know what I'm saying?
Every show is groovy.
You know what I'm saying?
And every show is great.
You know what I mean? Well, the way that today's show kind of came out, you know what I'm saying? The one thing that we do want to mention, this kind of gave me the idea, the ambassador. Yeah. You know,
my man.
You know, the ambassador, you know, had a fallen, had a misstep.
But he got up.
We fall down, but we get up. You know what I'm saying? And but he's back. And if you go to the Ham Sandwich Network, hamsandwichshow.com, you can actually read. you can read his letter that he wrote, and I mean it is a heartfelt, sincere letter. Talks about what happened, how he fell. Talks about how he's recovering, how he's doing. He's actually performing at Christ Tabernacle in Queens, New York, and that's kind of like his comeback there. And it's when I read it, man, I was like, this is awesome. Praise God. Because we're really going to see how the hip-hop community and how the rap community and how kind of the urban community, how we do when we have somebody that falls and how we receive them back. You know what I'm saying? This is going to be a good test, a really, really good test. And I think we're actually setting some kind of standard, because unfortunately, in some of the other genres, not all of them, but there's some in particular where when people fall and do dirt, they just keep on going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no accountability. Ain't no I'm sitting down. You know what I'm saying? They stabbing in.
Stabbing out.
To the next concert. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no accountability. You know what I'm saying? So that got me thinking about this topic. And then another thing that kind of got me thinking about this topic, or that came to mind when I was thinking about it, was Bill Cosby's speech. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And
you know, when he's sunning the crap out of
out of black people,
yeah, right?
Yeah, sunning the darkness off of
you. Know what I'm saying? Sure. Now, you know, I agree with Bill Cosby on a good amount of his points. I think some of his points were like, you know, I'm not here to talk about the speech. I think some of his points, you know, he put a lot on individualism, saying you got to take care of yourself. But at the same time, you know, there are some things that hinder us,
right?
Still,
right?
You know,
right.
What I mean, there's not a full equality. And, you know, so when you go to a job or when you go to a so-and-so, there are still some blocks there, some blockades that I think that keep black people from succeeding. And, you know, you can see, you know, anyway, I don't want to get into all that. But basically, one thing that people didn't like about his speech was some of the things that he said that were true.
All day.
They said that he was in their dirty laundry. And what he said was, I'm not in your dirty laundry. Your dirty laundry coming home at 3 o'clock from school cursing and can't say the ABC.
He just called your kid dirty laundry. He did disrespect you right to your face.
Yeah, he did disrespect
you. You know what I'm saying?
Your dirty laundry got on $200 pair of sneakers and can't read.
Exactly. He made a point and disrespected you. You know what I'm saying? All in one fell swoop.
And robbing people.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And so,
you know what I'm saying? Robbing you blind.
This made me think about the topic. One of the reasons people were mad at Bill Cosby is because people don't want to hear the truth. And today's topic is, should Christian talk shows talk about the bad things that go on in the Christian community.
Ham sandwich, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Cook, the reason I asked that question is because there's other shows out there, you know, Christian shows.
Right.
God bless them. Much love to them.
Yeah.
But a lot of them do not want to touch the topics we touch, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, some of them will pull the righteous card. Like, we more righteous than that, so we don't want to touch it. The reality is a lot of them don't want to touch it because, you know what I'm saying, it's almost like Jay Leno. Jay Leno has a vanilla, middle-of-the-road comedy routine that appeals to more people.
Right.
And so what they do is they produce a vanilla, middle-of-the-road show that doesn't challenge anybody. You know what I'm saying? It's a good show. I'm not knocking it. I mean, whatever the show is, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you do, it's cool. But, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like when you deal with a show that's actually handling hard topics and truths and talking about things in a way that that people don't like, you know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden it's like, well, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what y'all talking about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what y'all doing. And so what should we do? Because the reality is with the Ham Sandwich Show, as any other show like we are, we're news reporters.
All day.
Right.
We report. You know what I'm saying? Now, we're more like I would like to think that we're more like a USA Today versus a National Enquirer.
Right. So we speak the truth.
Even though National Enquirer been you know what I'm saying, they've been kind of batting a high percentage rate.
Yes, sir.
97.3.
They called out Tiger.
Yes,
got
sir.
That right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple of dudes them cast and called out.
Sandra yes, Bullock. Husband
Sandra
Chico.
Bullock.
Got that right.
They got that right.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? But I guess what I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying, I'm not talking about a gossip column or a gossip talk show. I'm talking about a show that reports the facts. You know what I'm saying? We're a comedy show, so we're going to laugh and make fun. But then gives a godly conclusion. You know what I mean? And can Christian talk shows even go there? You know what I'm saying? Should we even touch on these topics? What do you think, Cook? What do you think, True?
I think we should. I think we should simply because we, when we do touch on them, we touch on them in love.
No doubt.
You know, like you said, we laugh and everything. But at the end of it all, you know, we come to a godly conclusion. And also, I think we should talk about it because it allows other people to know that we are human. Nobody's perfect. You know, people. Some people might think, you know, oh, because Jesus. You're a Christian, you're perfect.
Come on.
And you know, we're not perfect. We're human. We make mistakes.
Amen.
And so, even if we're on a high pedestal, people on the high pedestal, like you know, Ambassador, everybody, you know, so shocked. Oh my goodness, Ambassador! But he's human.
That's right.
At the end of the day, he's a man.
That's right.
And he's going to make mistakes.
That's right.
And I think that's a good point. Is that Christians want to show themselves to be perfect.
And we not.
Right. And that's why we got to be careful on judging people because we're not perfect.
Oh no, we're not perfect at all.
Right. So we can't, you know, so judging others, you know, when we fall, then how would we feel?
Yeah.
We don't want nobody to judge us, so don't do it to other people.
And then that's a great point.
Mm.
This is why.
Go ahead.
This is why it's hot. Hey, look.
What up?
When a Christian claim to be so perfect.
Right.
Right. He ain't going to have no friends.
Right.
Because, why? Man, he always going to tell me what I'm doing wrong. Right. What I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. Don't right. they do that?
All day.
Because they feel judged.
Soon the Christian fall, he get the fire beat out of him. By everybody.
But
you know what the crazy thing about it is? And it's sad, but it's so true that, you know, those Christians who do, you know, proclaim to be perfect and so judgmental upon others, when they, it's almost like some people want them to fall.
That's right.
Yep.
I can't, you know? I'm going to catch this dude.
I'm going to catch this dude.
And then when they fall, it's like, I knew it. You know, like you just
and they go hard and they broadcast it to everybody. They're going to make sure everybody knows that you're a hypocrite.
Yep. And this is why.
That's bad.
To me, this is why I love the Ham Sandwich Show, because when you watch what we do, you know we flawed.
That's right.
Because trust me, we had to cross the line plenty of times.
Plenty of time.
Not because we want to, you know what I'm saying? But because, you know, we try to do something great. And, hey, we make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. But we try to do our best. Trying to do our best. And not only trying to do our best, we're trying to give you the whole scope of
right.
Christianity. You know what I'm saying? And so whether a Christian or non-Christian listens, because the reality is they have these questions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we get people on the Ham Network talking about you know, they're learning stuff from the Ham Network. I'm like, dog, so you been learning at your church?
Right.
Or the people you hang out with? Ain't nobody talking about that? Ain't nobody talking about music or drinking
right.
or smoking
right.
or going to the club? Or right. Ain't nobody talking about
no,
that stuff?
Because everybody's playing it safe.
And that's the truth.
Pick your face up.
Let me tell you something.
Pick it up.
The church ain't... Let me tell y'all something, yo.
Tell me, yo.
The church ain't just for singing,
ain't,
shouting, preaching, dancing, and all that. It's about teaching people about the world. Look.
It's about teaching people?
It's about teaching people how to live in this world.
Come on, brother.
How to manage your money.
Come on, brother.
How to raise kids. How to keep a husband. How to keep a wife.
Hey.
How to keep your household up before God. What's so hard about teaching a husband and wife how to be intimate with each other? How to keep each other satisfied for each other?
That's right.
How to keep each other wanting each other? What is wrong with that? Why you shy away from the church? It's because you think it's dirty? That ain't dirty.
They think it's dirty and they think it's hard. So what you know what I'm saying? And trust me, we're not trying to knock nobody.
No, we're not knocking.
We're not trying to knock nobody, but I think, you know, the one thing that about that, the ambassador said something in his letter that, I mean, just really touched me. He said the same people that I used to talk about, put my mouth on, I've become one of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he said, now I have, but basically now I understand where they come from. I have the grace and mercy. Now I really get it. You know what I'm saying?
That's powerful.
And so, you know, when you hear the topics talking about drinking, talking about clubbing, you have to really understand the world that you're living in and that you are not gunked.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And if you want to know how much you not got, you know what I'm saying? You just wait till it's your turn. You know what I'm saying? When you falling and people are pointing at you.
Saying, it's very lonely.
It's very lonely. You know what I'm saying? We're at the bottom of the barrel. All right? So, look, the Ham Sandwich Show, we're going to come back, talk about some more.
Because it's a tight one.
It's a tight one.
It's a tight one now.
Tight.
Keep it tight. Ham.
It's all right.
Woo! Uh-huh. Yeah. It's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful, baby.
I like this. To all my folks, man.
Uh-huh. Everybody I got love for, you know?
I got you.
Yeah.
I see you.
Uh-huh.
It's nothing but love.
Yeah.
Let's go. Spread a heart. Hey, yo. These days, it's hard for me to find peace of mind. I seen dark days where I thought the sun would never shine. And I be on the mission, you know daddy's on the grind. In time through faith, I know that God to give me was mine. But all I need is a hug and to see you smile. The way God put us together, only he knows how. And cause of my past, it's so hard to be your dad. Sometimes I'm too lazy to play, sometimes I'm really mad. But yo, without the lights and the fame, you make me feel like a star. You make me feel like I'm rich, without the luxury car. I got no platinum. And them hits, no got no ice in my chain. Long as you say I'm a hit, feel like I'm doing my thing. And I can never be fit for such miraculous gifts. It gets no better than this, me, mommy, you and your sis. As long as I got you, then we got us. As long as we got love, then we got trust. Come on, got you, and you got me. And I got you, then we got us. As long as I love you, and you love me. And I love you, then we got trust. As long as I've got you, and you got me, and I got you, then we got us. As long as I love you, and you love me. And to my number one lady in the place with style and grace, I'd give anything to see a happy smile on your face. There's no one on the earth's face that could take your place. You chose to rock with me, though your family said that was the mistake. You gave me your hand in marriage, though I couldn't buy you carriage. Treated me like a man when I was acting like a savage. Temptation tries to conquer me, but I'ma be true. So many women in this world, but they could never be you. And I apologize for every mistake I made. I need you with me while I'm walking out the plan God laid. Let's take a hold of God's word and ain't gonna be no strife. Let's take a hold of God's hand and it's gonna be alright. And what I'm trying to say, baby, is I need your love. The enemy is trying to push us back, but we won't budge. And I'ma put my work in, yeah, I'ma do my shit. And when we finish, they gon' wonder how we do that there. So come on, I got you, and you got me. And I got you, then we got us. As long as I love you, and you love me. And I love you, then we got trust. As long as I got you, and you got me. And I got you, then we got us. As long as I got you, uh-huh. Yo, yo, let me start from the beginning at the top of the list. You know it's only right that I'ma put it down like this. The people that hold me down on the regular basis forever remain the same, never changing their faces. Through the love of God and you, so much was made possible. Together we unstoppable, yeah, that's why I rock with you. One day in the future, I'ma be chilling on top with you. I ain't never scared, I'ma hold you down if they pop at you. We be repping Jesus in the area, doing it. They say it's impossible, so what though, cause we doing it. Omega Global Military and affiliates, many associates, but they know who I gets busy with. This narrow road we chose got us dying every day. Since the world is not enough, we just trying to make a way. And they can never censor us, kid is bananas. So just picture us on the TV while they flip through the channel. So come on.
Home Culture Radio.
Yeah. When we say no one understands, I'm talking about something that's very prominent in the media. The world got us thinking that sex is the most important thing of a relationship, man. that's kind of funny. Our priorities ain't straight. I think it's time that we take a real introspective look at our relationships and make sure that sex is not too high on that priority list. You know what I mean? Listen, listen. In order to find true love, you gotta find it in yourself first. Look inside your heart, you can see your self-worth. Priceless, that's what my advice is. Forget about your past, get rid of all the vices. What you expecting with premarital sexing? Who the best is, it generates comparisons. Comparisons will generate resentment. Resentment can make you think like a sexist. They don't know what sex is. You gotta understand it's one of God's best gifts. Listen, you wanna make your love endless? Try to make it sexless. Build it on a friendship.
Real talk.
But we caught up in the vanity. Everybody wants sex, nobody wants a family.
Nah.
Too many single mothers, too many abortions, too many divorces, way too many orphans. And no one understands sex.
No one understands sex.
We don't understand, y'all.
We don't understand, y'all. We don't understand, y'all.
And no one understands sex.
Yeah.
You talk to the woman, man.
Listen,
let's try to understand. Whether it's oral or foreplay, it's more or less the same. That's the moral of the game. The morals are the same.
True.
How the context, the more of it is pain. Women used to think it that there's more of him to gain. Whole contrary, there's so much more to lose, like your pure virginity, even your dignity. I pray that you're feeling me, the ignorance is killing me. This is just the rhythm of me, I hope that you're feeling free. And I ain't trying to make you frown, I ain't trying to bring you down like I'm preaching from the pulpit.
Nah.
I'm saying never give it up, yes I'm trying to lift you up because I was the biggest culprit. And I pray that you respect this. We know married women quick to give up the sexing. They justify with protection. You don't need sex to show them your affection, girl. And no one understands sex. They don't understand, y'all. And we don't understand sex.
Still learning.
Let's try to understand. It is right here, man. This is such an important topic for our young people, man. The media got us tripping, thinking that it's all about sex. And it's not. It's all about love. And God is love. Amen.
We back on the block.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It's the What in the Ham Sandwich Show. Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog.
Yes, sir.
True Asia.
Yuppers.
You know what I mean? And we're basically talking about, can Christian talk shows talk about the bad things that go on in the Christian community? And the reason I brought the topic up, because I kind of got this feeling that, you know what I'm saying, we don't want to air out the dirty laundry. As a matter of fact, I can't remember what Christian website it was on, but they basically talked about not airing out once a particular subject because they didn't want to cause disharmony in the body of Christ.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, that's another thing. You know what I'm saying? People think that if they say it, then it's going to make people upset. You know what I mean? Here's the reality. You know what I'm saying? And here's the whole point of the thing, is that people are not comfortable with the truth. Mm.
That's the truth.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? People are not comfortable. People cannot handle the truth. You know what I'm saying? Case in point, your food. There's a movie out called Food Inc.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That talked about how to make food. I don't know how many people saw it. I know the DVD sales are pretty high. I don't know how the end movie sales were. But it talked about where your food comes from. The reality is, people don't want to know where their hamburger comes from.
Nope.
They don't want to know how their bacon is made.
Nope.
Because they know that it ain't right.
It ain't right. And if they saw how the cow was slaughtered.
That's right.
If they saw the conditions they grew up in. You know what I'm saying? If they saw how your hamburger is actually a combination of 70 different cows.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? We just ate hamburgers.
Sure did.
And it was rather delicious.
Sure was good.
You know what I'm saying? But
I eat a hamburger.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Hamburger.
But people don't know. They want to feel good about what they eat, so they don't talk about it.
Right.
Terrorism. You know what I'm saying? People want to feel safe, and they really don't know. They really don't want to know how close we are being attacked.
Right.
And then a year later, we get a report saying, yeah, we had 2 nuclear missiles at us. You know what I'm saying? Right. Imagine if they went on the news and said, yeah, we got 2 nuclear missiles at us right now, but we're taking care of it. People go crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So people pretend to be safe.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? With their alarm systems or with their guns in the house. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Side note, don't run up in mine. You know what I mean?
Or mine.
You know what I'm saying?
If you do, you won't run up in nothing else.
Yo, we'll run up in nothing else.
Be your first and last. Run up in.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You'll be wheelchairing up in something else. You
all
know what I'm saying?
Day. And then I'm going to pray for you.
And
pray for yourself. And pray for yourself. And invite your family to church on Christmas.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
And so I got saved by another saved person. He saved me with a bat.
You know what I'm saying? And then you talk about your health. People don't want to go to the doctor. I ain't going front. You know what I'm saying? I go to the doctor. How much do I go to the doctor, Drew?
Once in a while.
Once a year? If that? Once every 2? 3? You know what I'm saying?
So that means, dog, it's time for yo.
What? I ain't catching it.
Yeah, she caught it.
What?
It's time for that.
The physical?
That physical. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
You talking about that cough chat?
Hey. One finger, two.
Vaseline or Crisco?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Bend over.
Oh. Rancher season.
That's the only time. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? And make it quick, dog. Make it. Ain't no lingering. Ain't no lounging. Make it quick. Ain't no bumps. Get out. And as a matter of fact, when that's done, session over. I
don't want to see you again.
I feel very uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see you again.
One of the Ustreamers said, touch your toe.
You know what I'm saying? We break it up. I want to see you again.
The relationship is over.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to the nurse. Excuse me. I need a new doctor. What'd he do? He ain't do nothing. I need a new doctor, yo.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see you.
I don't want to see you.
Because when you see him, guess what's going to happen? Y'all going to look directly in each other's eyes.
And you're going to know what he's talking about. Oh, my gosh.
And then you're going to look in his eyes, and you're going to look at all the Vaseline on his lips.
Bro, What is wrong with you, son?
Oh my goodness,
oh, yo. Sparkle.
You know what I'm saying?
You got a problem, yo.
Hey, dog. You know what I'm saying?
But people don't want to hear the truth. They don't go to the doctor because they want to avoid the bad news.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And why is this? Because when you hear the truth, it forces you to examine yourself. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? You have to test yourself. As a matter of fact, 2 Corinthians 13:5 talks about examining yourself, testing yourself to see if you're in the faith.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And how do you do this? You do this three ways. First of all, like when something is brought to your face, okay. Right? I'm trying to think of something that was brought to my face. Like let's just say, you know, when I first got saved, me and True got saved, right? And for that,
BC,
huh?
BC,
before Christ?
Yeah.
Nah. This is after Christ.
AC.
You know what I'm saying? After his death.
Yeah. Okay.
After his death, after all Christ.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Air conditioning. And so. After we got saved, I go front. You know what I'm saying? For that next like year,
he stayed bringing me into stuff. Good.
Hey, you know how that look. You know how the ham sandwich show do? I put my business in the streets.
Okay.
Transparency, guys.
Me and Cook, we been putting our business in the streets
all day.
Because when you see Sean Slow and Cook Dog,
that's right.
You ain't never gonna say these dudes is perfect.
That's right.
Never. You know what I'm saying? Never.
Because in the head day.
You know what I'm saying? Because in the head day. You know what I'm saying?
And
we say this stuff to help people.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to walk around and act like I ain't never did nothing. And, hey, I'm going to let you know what it is because it frees me.
That's right.
And guess what? Here's a thing. This is a beautiful saying right here.
You're right.
I ain't even say it yet.
I was about to say, but you're right.
You're right anyway.
Here's what I'm about to say. You know what I'm saying? You know that saying? How you got somebody in the corner? Like if you know something about them,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And you don't tell nobody, but you kind of got them in the corner.
Okay.
Because you know what I'm saying? Basically, what you say to them is, "All right, if you don't line up, you better do what I say."
Blackmail.
It's like blackmail. You know what I'm saying? If you don't do what I say, if you don't line up, I'm going to tell us about you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Well, they got something on you. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like they taking your secret and they holding you hostage. But what if you don't have no secrets?
There's nothing they can say to you. Nothing
you can't hold me hostage. You know what I'm saying? And so by us being transparent, when you walk up to me and you be like, yo, you so-and-so, I'd be like, yeah, you must have heard that because I told you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not because you heard it from somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Trying to destroy me. You must have heard it because I said it. You feel what I'm saying? And so, like I was saying.
Nasty. Go ahead.
Me and my wife.
Me and my boo.
Me and my booski. At the time, you know what I'm saying? We was you know what I'm saying? We was booed up. You know what I mean? We wasn't.
You was boo-boo kiddied up.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't married. You know what I'm saying? We was just boos.
Boo-boo wild.
You know what I'm saying? We was boo-boo wild and stuff. And when we got saved, you know, that first year.
That first 365.
It was hard to stop that Blazino. You know
what I'm saying? That first 52 weeks.
As a matter of fact, I remember, like, we got saved that first month. And then the second month, you went to the military, right? Mm-hmm. And so she would come back for periodic visits, right? Now, we just freshly, like, 2 months. 4 months, 6 months.
Still a baby.
Still a baby.
Still Gerbered up.
On milk. You know what I'm saying? Gerber. Christian.
Berber.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Still burping.
Yeah, you know I mean?
That type of milk.
Still baby spit up. You know what I'm saying? In both ways. You know what I'm saying? And so I remember when you graduated. She graduated from the jump off.
Right.
So where was the graduation at? No, it was here.
Chi-Town.
Did I go to Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to Chicago. I ain't seen my boo in a minute.
Flew out there by herself.
Flew out there for Dolo. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, she had been working out. So, you know, little cuts and things.
Yeah, right.
I'm a crash.
Yeah.
You know I had saying? Cuts and things, and he was looking at butts and things.
But shout.
But, you know what I mean? I got out there. I laid down the law.
You know let me go.
Was Jesus on your mind?
No, Jesus.
Nowhere to be found.
He was on the main line. And I was on the other dial. You know what I'm saying?
He's busy.
I had that connection.
He got that busy signal.
You know what I'm saying? And so
Bluetooth wireless went out.
And so, you know what I'm saying? Me and her are doing this when we saved. But what happened was when I heard some kind of sermon or something that challenged being a pure Christian or challenged not having sex, you know what I'm saying? It made me question myself. Mm. It questioned my mindset. It questioned, you know what I'm saying, my feelings. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to question your culture. You know what I mean? So if you're hearing, if God is speaking to you and there's certain things you're doing, like, you know, let's say you hip-hop. You know what I mean? And real talk, you walking around with your pants, you know what I'm saying, halfway by the bottom of your butt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then you get saved and, you know, you, all of a sudden you feel like, man, you know, you can still dress hip-hop or whatever, but maybe that's not the style that you should be rocking to represent Christ, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, rock your little sag.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But don't be walking around like them dudes, like, they gotta walk like a penguin to keep their pants up.
Right. Or
got that joint down to their Achilles heel.
You know what I'm saying? And the only reason they wear them like that, because that's a jail joint.
Right.
If you was in jail and your pants was down like that, what that means is I'm ready.
I'm ready.
You must be used to be spending.
Yeah.
All that's me, body to die, salad tossing tonight.
Grape or jelly?
Fuck, two or three cigarettes.
Caesar Ranch.
You know what I'm saying? And so when you hear difficult things, when you hear hard things, you know what I'm saying? When you actually hear the truth, it's going to challenge you.
For sure.
And I think a lot of times people don't want to say it because it is challenging. They don't want to challenge themselves, because by doing what we do, not only do we challenge people, we put ourselves out there.
All day.
Right.
We put ourselves on the line.
On the line. I mean, imagine if Sean Slaughter mess up. Mm. I'm going to get.
You got to move out the country.
Down.
To and fro.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get tall. I got to leave the U.S., son.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's so, if you can make it out, because truth going to give you a dirt nap.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Somebody catching a bad one.
Somebody catching a bad
one. It's 187 on the holy hip-hop.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, look, let's take a quick break. You know what I'm saying? We're going to come back and talk about this.
You're going to have 99 proud.
You know what I'm saying? But a chicken ain't one. You know it's the Ham Show.
Out of the darkness into the light. Out of the darkness and into the light. Out of the darkness into the light. Out of the darkness and into the light. Out of the darkness.
It's the global sound. Can you hear it? Feel it? Spirit seals it with his grace. It's by faith. So get down like the value of dollars. Get up like it's changing for euros. This joy should make you wanna holler. Not a cape, but a cross made a hero. Call me weirdo. Call me crazy. Kaiser Soje. Kevin Spacey. The world sees me different than the God who made me. Step into the light. No more acting shady. Yeah. This is futuristic. Exclusive. Hit the Korea. Mark brings a liquid.
That's right.
Over tracks. It's fresh like that. We dance until Christ comes back.
Let's go. International sound. Everybody get up to get down. Get off the wall, it's time to ball. Get in the game, for his name. It's the international sound. Everybody get up to get down. Get off the wall, it's time to ball. Get in the game, it's for his name. Come on.
Now move. Light up your darkness into the light. Move.
No, we ain't carrying arms, we carry the truth. And I don't pack a magic. I ain't strapped with a tool. I got 66 books, click clacking at you. Banging at dudes with Jews that they cannot refute. I'm hoping to hit them and win them when I'm traveling through. On roads so you won't catch me packing a suit. Probably catch me in a new era that's matching my boots. Tim came when Adam started yamming the fruit. Now it's passed on to us like we're catching the flu. But God knew that's what Adam would do. And now his son is the lamb that was slew. Just so God the man could be cool. Sin came when Adam started yamming the fruit. Now it's passed on to us like we're catching the flu. But God knew that's what Adam would do. And now his son is the lamb that was slew. Just so God the man could be cool.
I've been forgiven, I'm in the kingdom, repping the Christ. Even when I'm in the struggle, he's always by my side. Because the Lord is my shepherd and the Lord is my guide. Lord, help me to tell it everywhere that I go. Giving you the word of God, it's converting the soul. Where the building in Christ is the chip on the stone. Not cut out by a man, but sent from the front. Strap the beast on the feet to defeat the enemy. And check Daniel 2, 34 and 33. The world is sick, we've got the remedy. So many people are going to hell for eternity. But on this rock, God built the church. And the gates of hell will not be working to stop God's monopoly without the property. Bought with the blood, now we get out of jail.
It's a world for me, it's a world for me. It's a world for me, it's a world for me. It's a world for me, it's a world for me. It's a world for me, it's a world for me.
There's no one left, cause my life before was a hot mess. And I feel the compression up in my chest. So I walk around the city like I got no stress. In reality, I got them breathing down my neck. Lick shots in the air, I hit the deck. And they're telling me to read this. Lose a little weight cause you need it. Model chicks stuck on you like leeches. TV appearances on Regis. But I ain't with that man. I keep my eyes focused on the righteous land. Where the day and night, dark or bright. Wear them shades, block that light.
Throw the shades on cause it's bright outside.
Cause you've been set free and blocked them things that ain't healthy. And I know it's hard cause it's all around. What I see, what I read, travel just like sound. We heaven bound, true life we found. Stand beat the ground, go pound to pound. And they're telling me to get them cars, get that rims and get that bras. That's the life of a superstar. Sit back like a fat cat,
smoke cigars.
But I ain't with that man. I keep my eyes focused on the righteous land. With the day or night, dark or bright. Wear them shades, block that light.
Throw the shades on cause it's bright.
So bright, his soul's blinding me. Till black day, day and night, I wear my
Ham Sandwich Show. And Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog, Treasure. You know what I mean? And
Thunder. 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 Thundercats.
Oh! Listen, people.
Listen.
Piper.
Piper.
I wanna thank all my people. When I smoked that marijuana, never inhaled. I did not have sex with Monica Lewinsky. Oh, yeah. By the way, we got Young Kiesel, you know what I'm saying, in the building, the super engineer.
Young Kiesel.
You know what I'm saying? Young Kiesel. He helps us with the setup, engineering, all that type stuff. Young Kiesel, stick your head in there, man. Say what's up to the viewers. Young Kiesel, you know what I mean? That's what it is.
For sure. Still on the main line.
Still on the main line. Tell him what you want. You know what I'm saying? And I want to give a couple of scriptures.
Read.
I want to give a couple of
read. Yes, yes. Watch this, y'all.
Let me give a couple of scriptures. Luke chapter 18, verse 18. And it reads.
Read,
sister.
What's so wrong with you, son? Just says anything that comes out your mouth. Anything. A certain ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except for God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother." All these I've kept since I was a boy, he said. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." Mm. When he heard this, I want y'all to focus on this. All right? Conversation going on. The guy asks Jesus how to get into heaven. Jesus tells him. He says, "I've done this." He says, "But you're missing this one thing." And what happened when Jesus told him the truth? When he heard this, he became very sad. Mm. Because he was a man of great wealth. Jesus looked at him and said, "How hard is it for the rich to enter the kingdom of God? Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Let's not even look at the rich man stuff. Just focus on the sad part. How he was all good when Jesus was naming up the stuff that he was doing. That was
right,
good.
Right.
As soon as Jesus mentioned something that was challenging to him, he became very sad. Mm. Let me explain something. How do you expect to not only be to be challenged, to be sharpened, if we don't talk about not only the good things that are happening, but the bad things that are happening?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know why Christians have you know why people have this idea of Christians like we Ned Flanders, you know the Flanders on The Simpsons? You know what I'm saying? Oakley to Oakley. You know what I'm saying? They're the Christians on the show and they mad cornballs. That's how people think of Christians.
Right.
Like we cornballs. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't talk about real stuff.
Right.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? I got nothing against getting into theological debates. I ain't got nothing against that. Apologetics and all that. I ain't got nothing against whatever. Any of the deep things of God.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? The exegesis and the hermeneutics. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm actually a big Robbie Zacharias fan. I love apologetics.
Right.
But my thing is, at the end of the day, when I leave, am I learning how to walk this life out? Mm. And am I getting the answers that will help me make it to the next day, the next week, and the next month? Mm. And sometimes those answers are things that I don't want to hear.
Mm. All people want to hear nowadays, how can I get a car, a house, clothes, and money? Those are the sermons they want to hear. When you go off of that and start preaching salvation, and what happens if you don't walk the life,
basically,
you don't want to hear it.
Nope.
And even if you take it even deeper, not only that, Cook, but when you start talking about culture,
that's right,
and tearing apart things of culture, and when you begin to say things that are not culturally popular but true,
right?
Because a lot of us grew up in things that were right, but some of the things were also wrong.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you start talking about these things and really seeing what the Bible is saying about them.
Right.
And you reject them because, not because it's unbiblical, but because it's not part of your culture.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then you tell me who needs to grow up.
That's right. That's exactly. Right. We need to be strong-minded Christians.
Strong-minded.
You know what I'm saying? I know how to get money. Go to work.
Get up and go to work.
Get up and go to work, right?
Take your butt to work.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying?
Tell me, how can I get closer to God?
Take your tail to work.
How can I win souls?
You know what I'm saying?
Why we don't talk about that no more?
You know what I'm saying? And
do people like babies in church?
And again, what can we listen to? Is this bad? Is this good?
Right.
Where can we go? All that type stuff. Living every single day life.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And let me read another scripture. Matthew 10:32. And it reads, whoever acknowledges me before men, right, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I've come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against his mother, a daughter-in-law against a mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household.
What does this mean? Take it.
What does this mean? Does this mean that all of a sudden that the gospel of Jesus means that the household going to be fighting and mad drama and all that type of stuff? No, he's not saying that. Read 32. He says, whoever acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge him. Whoever disowns me, I will disown him. So if you're in the household or you're amongst friends or whatever, and if you acknowledge God and God acknowledges you, but somebody else in your family disowns God and they get disowned, it's going to be beef.
That's right.
The reality is that when you're living in real life and you're talking about real things and you're dealing with real issues, there's going to be beef.
That's right.
Preacher man.
When you take people out of their comfort zone.
Preacher man. When you take people out of their comfort zones, you know what I'm saying?
Which means out of the box. Everybody love the box.
Everybody love to be comfortable. Look, I like being comfortable. I like vacations. You know what I'm saying? I want to go to Cancun.
I want a jet ski.
You know what I'm saying? I want some pina coladas. Woo! You know what I'm saying? Virgin kind.
What? Can I ask you a question, yo?
Go ahead, G-Money Grip. Go ahead, Beezy.
Touched him.
You got touched by an angel.
God was talking to Jesus and told him he had to die.
That was the truth. How do you think Jesus took that?
Was he uncomfortable?
I think he was uncomfortable to the point where he sweat drops of blood and prayed 2 times. For God to take him. Okay. Jesus prayed 2 times. God, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Father, let this cup pass from me. Meaning, I don't want to do this. This is Jesus. He knew that he had to do this when he was a baby.
A perfect man.
And then finally, at the third point, he said, you know what? Not my will, and thine be done. You know what I'm saying?
When were we going to say that?
But check this out. He knew it as a baby that he was going to go through that.
He already knew it.
Yeah, it didn't affect how he ministered.
Let me tell y'all something.
This soup is good.
It's bubbling.
When you take up the cross, you're gonna be talked about. People gonna scandalize your name.
Backstab.
They gonna backstab you. All that. And they did it to Jesus, but what they gonna do to you? Everybody say your friend ain't your friend.
You ain't never lied.
That's right.
Here's the reality.
People don't want to hear that in church.
They don't want to hear that.
The preacher say everybody your friend. You got people in church that say can't stand your butt.
That's right. Talk about
you and talk about you behind your back.
Like
yes,
a dog.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Just like the world do.
Talk about your $3 suit and turned up shoes.
That's right. And they give you a hug. God bless you.
You know what I'm saying? They know you just got saved.
For sure.
They still know you go to Alcoholics Anonymous.
That's right.
But they still talk about you.
That's right. Yep.
Let me wrap it up like this.
That's crazy. Right.
Let me wrap it up like this.
This is good.
All my hamsters. All my ham listeners.
Hear me and know it when you hear me.
You know what I'm saying? Hear me and hear me well.
And say it when I hear it.
Believe me now and understand me later.
Know it when he say it.
You know what I'm saying?
Brinde by the bing day.
You know what I'm saying? And Maddie me.
Yeah.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying right now. As long as you listen to the Ham Sandwich Show.
That's right.
I can promise you one thing. We're not going to be perfect.
No.
We're going to mess up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we always going to be transparent.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep it funky.
Let me tell y'all something.
Tell them something.
The way y'all see us right now and hear us in person, the same
it's
way,
it's the
dog.
Same way. It's all a straight line.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't one way here.
That's right.
And another way here.
That's right.
It's a straight line, dog.
That's right.
What's the song? Let your life line up with what? What's the song?
What?
Let your life in public line up with your life in private.
Let your life in public line up with your life in private.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't like this because the camera's on.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? We like this because this is us.
We got to tell the truth.
If you don't like
it. If it hurts.
If it hurts. Period.
The word cut like a two-edged sword, brother.
And that's what you're going to get from this show. And you're going to be laughing your behind off.
That's right. Preaching in season and out of season.
And out of season. Out of seasoning.
That's right.
Oh, there is. Merge how you live and what you believe.
You know what I'm saying? Merge how you live and what you believe. Mark J, thank you.
That's the song. Yes, thank sir. You.
Let me get these dudes a hand playlist, y'all. Hype.
Mix set one. Song one. T Hattie. B on E. Song two. D-Mob featuring Kenton Jones. I'm Fly. Mix set two. Song one. Lavoisier. So Beautiful. Song two. Nifty. Sex. Mix set three. Song one. Mark J featuring Jahaziel and Dwayne Triumph. Marvelous Light. A Daniel Brake UK remix. Song 2, Stunner Shades. G Notes, Techno Remix.
And that's it, yo.
Nothing else.
That's nothing to be said.
Nothing else, man. Don't forget, www.thehamsandwichshow.com is the website. Ham Hotline, 757-325-9493. Also, remember, we are doing ham commercial, ham segment tags. If you want to sponsor a show, if you want to sponsor a segment like the freestyle section or something like that, $15 a segment. You know what I'm saying? We're doing package deals as well. And so give us a call, man. We'll give you the stats on our listenership. We have a very large following.
Yes.
You can just go to the hamsandwichshow.com and you can see that. We'll also give you some of the back-end stats on how we're doing. And, you know what I'm saying, we would love to have you advertise on the Ham Sandwich Show. And it helps, you know, make things funky. You know what I'm saying? We're in the process of building a studio. And, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Send them chips.
All day.
We want to get
back. You know what I'm saying?
We need y'all support.
All day. You know what I'm saying? And here at Herbert Cookie said, we want to get big.
Right.
And nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we know that when we get big, there's more people listening. There's more people listening, there's more people getting delivered.
In the word of God.
Sorry,
sheep against sheep.
I'm just trying to. I need y'all to remember this. Whenever Cookie says sheep against sheep, there's an inside joke to that. I can't tell y'all what it is. You know what I'm saying? There's an inside joke to that joint. I just put it this way. One time he was saying that joint, and he said it a little bit too fast, and you did not hear it.
It was
a mistake. But you ain't hear that joint because we edit that joint out. So whenever you hear sheep beget sheep, matter of fact, right now, try to say it 10 times in a row. And I bet you, after one of those times, you're going to have to repent.
Just like Cookie.
So whenever you hear sheep beget sheep, go ahead and start laughing, yo. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
It's the Kid Shaw Slaughter.
It's your boy, Saint Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy. You heard me?
And I'm True Asia, and the quote of the day is, the truth is heavy, therefore few care to carry it.
Mm.
The truth is hate speech, but only to those who have something to hide.
Mm. Face work. And we appreciate y'all listening to
What in the Ham Sandwich?
Peace.
One.